This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan Emord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
All right, we are live. Jonathan Emord this evening with me, and I guess this means that you don't have to play Mr. Mom tonight. The wife is home, the kids are okay, all is well.
That's true, Robert.
All right. Well, this is great. The guys are hanging out tonight, and we've got a great show for you. In fact, very intense discussion. I think we've got to open kind of where we left off last week a little bit. We discussed the school shooting, the tragedy, and, of course, the responses in a week's time. Calling for more what they call gun control measures. I've only heard one government official, Kentucky Governor Bevin, mention psychotropic medication as a contributing factor to these school shootings, even though over 90% of all these school shootings, since we've been keeping these records, the perpetrators have been on or under the influence of some form of psychotropic medication prescribed by a psychiatrist licensed by the state, approved by the Food and Drug Administration. I know what I want to call them every time. How is it possible that only one government official has mentioned it? No one in the mainstream media has covered it. It's like deafening silence on the issue of psychotropic medication.
Well, it's an outrage, Robert, because the FDA has admitted that these drugs increase the incidence of suicidal thoughts and thoughts of violence in kids, and they have correlated that with an increased propensity to engage in acts of suicide or violence. The black box warnings alert physicians to the need to monitor patients to discontinue use of the drugs if they manifest these characteristics. But look, the fact that this is a reality, that most of these kids were using these drugs have this characteristic that causes increased incidence of suicide and violent behavior, should be a national focus, because there really needs to be a federal investigation to determine the extent to which there is this correlation. The evidence is already there enough to force the FDA, after years of refusing to admit it, that there was this association. In England, it's banned for use by kids. In the United States, over 1 million children are using this that are even under the ages of 13 years. Kids over the age of 13 are using these drugs probably in equal or greater numbers. And it should be no great surprise then that a certain fraction of the universe of all those taking them may be predisposed to act on thoughts of violence and suicide. So that needs to be a major focus. But in addition, we need to defend the schools. And, you know, the idea that declaring weapons illegal is going to somehow arrest this is insane. These are almost all of these schools, if not every one of these schools, is in a gun-free zone. It was illegal to have a gun in the school, right? So, I mean, the act itself is illegal. So declaring something illegal has no effect upon someone who's intent on committing a crime. If you intend on killing someone, you already know murder is illegal. and you're going to carry out that act because you, for whatever reason, are predisposed to do that, and the consequences will be what they will. That person is not going to be dissuaded by yet another law that says that it's illegal to own a particular kind of gun. But what it will do is cause those who are law-abiding to lose a vehicle for self-defense in their own arsenal. Now, there may be reasonable restrictions to be placed on kids coming into school, such that they have to go through metal detectors or may have to have their backpack searched or whatever. That may be necessary. And it certainly seems to me to be necessary to have people armed in the school who are capable of eliminating this threat if it poses itself in the school so that they can save as many kids as possible. And responsible people who are assigned this duty and are trained in it should be in the schools capable of defending the kids so the kids can have comfort that, hey, look, there are armed people here who are going to come to our aid and sure as well understand this is not a gun-free zone, that there are going to be people who are armed who are going to take up those arms against them if they dare attack the kids.
Jonathan, what do you think? I know you don't have a lot of time to watch the news and things, but Trump's been having kind of this listening tour. He's gone. The governors have been engaging him, the senators, the House of Representatives folks, and I have to give him props for having an open and civil discourse and dialogue, even with people that I don't agree with. But the concern I have is he willing to give up on the concept that the right to keep and bear arms is a right? In other words, the concept of further intrusion in limitation on all types of firearms, or an 18-year-old who can serve in the Army now suddenly can't buy a long gun. And I don't know that he's going to give up on that, but the way he's talking about it, it's got a little bit of concern to recognize, or do you recognize that a right is a right is a right? You don't get to infringe on that. It's clear in the Second Amendment.
Well, I think he has to listen to and is right to listen to those who are affected by this and those who are concerned about it and wish to have a resolution created from all sides of the spectrum. I think that's appropriate. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to the rights that are at issue here, the Second Amendment assures every American that they have the right to keep and bear arms. And the purpose of that amendment was to defend not only themselves, their right to life, liberty, and property against any who would dare take that away, but also in self-defense, but also to make them capable of defending the liberties of the community. Basically, if we were under siege by a foreign power, they would be able to act as their own defense against it, not be just sheep to the slaughter. They would be able to defend liberty. So an armed citizenry is armed for two purposes. One is self-defense, and the other one is the defense of liberty, the defense of the community, the defense of our republic. So that's why we have a Second Amendment. Now, there have always been crimes related to guns as long as guns have been in existence, but that doesn't mean that we deprive people of their rights to defend themselves on the notion that those who have weapons have committed a crime. And this situation, emotional as it is and horrible as it is, should not cause us logically to abandon the right to self-defense. I mean, everybody, including especially these kids, have a right to self-defense. Well, these kids are in a structured environment in school. You don't want them to come in all armed. So in lieu of that, you need to provide a police presence, either by actual police there to defend them on the spot every day, or taking part of the administration of the school and training them how to use weapons and training them in the role of self-defense and preparing them for these incidents. Because as long as, the psychotropic drugs are out there and as long as there is no rapid, immediate response to these things that makes them wholly ineffectual, there are going to be people who will do this.
And Jonathan, we've witnessed, unfortunately, the authorities that you thought were there to protect the kids not do their job. Even though they were on site, they wouldn't go in to engage the shooter. So, again, more strengthening of our stance on this, that the right to keep and bear arms, the adults that are capable of doing so in that environment, so that you're not waiting for authorities to arrive and hope that they do their job. I mean, you know what I'm saying here? The Second Amendment, it's the first defense in those moments. It's not the, wait until they arrive.
Look, these kids are there because they have to be there. They're not there because they necessarily want to be there. Many of them want to be there, but there are many who would just soon not be there, but they're there because of the law. The law compels them to go to school. They can be homeschooled, but if they don't have that available to them, they are in public school. So the problem with that is that you create an environment that is hospitable to acts of terror, so you have people who will take advantage of that. And that's a reality. And when it comes to someone who's on these drugs and who's already a troubled person, well, if they start getting these thoughts of suicide and violence in their head, well, that's a logical place to go for some horrible event. So we've got to be prepared for it. We can't just assume it's not going to happen again. We have to realize that there's a distinct risk.
As long as these meds are out there. Jonathan, let me ask you this concept of due process, because one of the things that was a controversial statement that President Trump said this week is like, let's take their guns first. We'll worry about due process later. Now, I'm paraphrasing. I don't know that he's going to go through with that. But, I mean, is there probable cause to confiscate a gun? In other words, if somebody like this kid made all of these threats and it was like 25 to 47 different times the police had been called to intervene in something related to him or his family or his brother, wouldn't that be enough without making new laws to say, all right, this, I think we have probable cause that this guy's going to commit a violent act. Let's take his guns. Or am I wrong there?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And the reason is that this kid, you know, was specific. And what he ultimately, he was very specific. He even bragged that it was his goal to commit mass genocide at a school.
Well, so failure of law enforcement from the local level all the way up to the federal level here.
Yeah, there was inadequate follow up. I mean, even if he didn't have probable cause to make an arrest, you had enough evidence to monitor his activities day to day. And I understand that the police have a hard time allocating resources to things, but it would seem to me that if you have the kinds of threats this kid was making and the aberrant behavior that was associated with this kid, and the fact that, you know, he made a threat that he was going to go and kill people at a school, I think to me that's enough to assign law enforcement to monitor him all the time.
So why we're calling for more background checks? I mean, you know, the background checks that are there would have spotted this kid. How many failures of government do you see to suddenly say, you know what, we're going to add another layer of this, and it's going to be more government failure? Where's the responsibility on that individual level, on that local level, to point out and do something about it there? We got more of the Sacred Fire of Liberty after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Scott Bell Show. All right, Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show continues now with Jonathan Emord. And links are up in the show notes. Thanks to Super Don, robertscottbell.com. Take it to emord.com. Jonathan, when we talk about securing liberty, obviously we're talking about the right. And in a Declaration of Independence sort of way, and you mentioned life, liberty, and property, pursuit of happiness concepts. You know, when is it appropriate, correct, I dare say right, to violate the rights of others, right? If we look at the right to keep and bear arms, it's interesting, every time there's a school shooting, you've got half or a percentage of the population clamoring to remove guns from all the people who didn't have anything to do with the shooting, right? All the people, the 100 million plus people that are bearing arms and are not shooting anybody violently, you know, outside of self-defense. And so what is that point? Is it the point where Nicholas Cruz, who does this, and now is going to be, a criminal case being brought against him next week. The question is, are they going to bring up drugs as a defense? We asked that question last week. But is it when you violate those rights, then you have the authority to say, you lose it, buddy. You don't get to exert that right anymore.
Well, no. If I cry fire in a crowded theater and I cause a panic and people die and people stampede over other people, I'm responsible for that and I can be prosecuted for that. I can be charged with a crime. But that doesn't mean that the other people who are in the theater lose their freedom of speech. If I engage in criminal conduct with a knife, with a gun, with a blanket, with a rope, I'm responsible for that violation of the law, and I can be charged and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. That doesn't mean that the government should stand in and deprive other people of a gun, a knife, a rope, a blanket. You know, I mean, these things are absurd when you try to, it's illogical to condemn the innocent for the crimes of the guilty. And when you do that, you create a police state. That's the very undermining of rights. It is the deprivation of liberty based on tyranny. Tyrants always scream the loudest about the dangers of rights. When you go to the former Soviet Union or to Russia today, if there are excesses in the media, they call for a complete suppression of the press. If there are acts where one person or another engages in something the state considers to be a threat to it, then whole communities become essentially burdened and enslaved. And that's the distinction, fundamental distinction between a constitutional government that rests on individual liberty, that ours was supposed to be a government that was instituted among men to protect the rights of the governed. That was its whole purpose. And a government that presumes itself to be capable of determining who can and cannot have rights at any particular time. What we have in this instance is, as you point out, a small group of people who are condemning, I mean a large group of people who are condemning all others because they say guns are the problem. Well, guns are a problem in the sense that a gun can be used to kill, but so can a knife, and so can a rope, and so can poison, and there are many, many, many ways of killing people. But that's not the issue, per se. The issue is, there is this person named Cruz, and he had a mental problem, and he was on these psychotropic drugs, and for whatever reason, he snapped on that day, went to the school, and killed those kids with a weapon. Is it that particular weapon that's evil? No. It's Cruz. And what is it that caused Cruz to do this? That's a good question. But nonetheless, Cruz deserves the punishment of the law, not all of the innocent people who are there, and certainly not those innocent kids who will be deprived if these people wish to restrict rights are successful, they would be deprived of the right to defend themselves. This whole thing could happen all over again. It would happen in a worse situation. What if none of the teachers in the school in the future would be able to be armed? What if we took the absolutist position that we ought to eradicate guns from our society? Well, then even those people have problems taking guns away from the police. Oh, really? So you would have only the police have weapons. So in other words, you would only allow political figures to determine when weapons may be used. You wouldn't allow individuals who were accosted to use a weapon in self-defense. You wouldn't allow someone whose home was being invaded with people with arms and coming in and threatening their family and tying them up or doing worse things to them. You wouldn't allow them to use a weapon.
Hold on, Jonathan. I know the bumper's not playing, but we're up against a break here. I don't want to go over. Jonathan E. Moore here with me, Sacred Fire of Liberty, getting an intense constitutional training. And we've got more coming after this.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, every hour of the week, when we get to this hour of the week, it's unique because we have Jonathan Emord with us. He's the FDA Dragon Slayer. He beat back the Fear and Death Administration. Yes, I said that. A world record, number 7, 8 times. No one's done it even close to that. He recognizes the danger of what he calls the bureaucratic oligarchy, how we no longer have a constitutionally limited government, a Republican form of government. We are run by bureaucrats that go beyond any election. And that in many cases, what the federal government is doing, most of what they do, apparently is not in the Constitution. And that's a problem. But there are people, and it is true on both the left and the right side of the political aisle that would want the government to do their bidding, to force their way. And all we would ask is that they get out of our way so that we can live freely. And that's a concept including those who embrace the right to keep and bear arms. If you don't, it doesn't mean we would force you to buy a gun. But though, you know, and it's another interesting principle, Jonathan. I mean, you know, you come from a very conservative viewpoint in government, a constitutional viewpoint. But you may disagree with people that live differently than you. But you don't want the government to force them to live the way that you do, as long as they don't violate your rights, any more than you'd want them to be able to take over the government and force them to live the way that they do. I mean, is the concept you think we, I think we could explain this to our kids better than we could explain it to a lot of our politicians.
Well, I agree. I mean, the greatness of America is individual liberty and how each person is allowed to choose to express that liberty within the bounds of others' rights. So long as you don't deprive others of their rights to life, liberty, and property, you can express yourself in all manner of ways, and you can build an empire and with property, and you can, you know, you have all of these opportunities that are open to you because we're free. And that freedom is so precious, people fail to realize it. I think the next generation, particularly ones in the college campuses that shout down speakers and refuse to tolerate others' equal right to speech or to property, they've got a real lesson to learn. They're going to have to learn it the hard way. But those of us who have studied history and who do appreciate our Constitution recognize that fundamentally our country was born of people who were committed to this concept of ensuring that the rights of the governed were protected by government and that government was not allowed to transgress those rights. And that if a government did eventually transgress the rights of the people, it was their right, people's right, to overthrow that government and reestablish one that was consistent with the protection of their liberties. And but there is no more precious element in any society than individual liberty. There's nothing more precious. You go anywhere in the world, and you will immediately distinguish what it means to be free from what it means not to be free. People who are in countries where their rights to choose their profession or their livelihood, what they wish to do, to own property, to communicate their views, when those things are taken away and they live without those things, they are very much in a state of servitude, and they are the first to loudly crow about the importance of gaining liberty and of getting to a country like the United States where they could be free. So if we sacrifice all of these rights that were hard fought and won for us against tyranny, then we restore tyranny and we deny ourselves in perpetuity the rights that were so, you know, diligently fought and won for us. And it's a terrible tragedy to see young people not cherish the civil liberties that they have and defend all of our rights to those liberties. And it's a knee-jerk reaction, a largely unthinking one, to take the position that because some wacko went into a school and killed all these kids, that we ought to take away the right of everyone to defend themselves. That's ridiculous. Now, some people are saying, well, we need to limit, you know, various devices that are used in guns to make them automatic and these sorts of things. Well, you know, in the school zone, certainly. I mean, you can do that. But what we ought to do is recognize that if a threat is posed to a person with an automatic weapon, they're going to need an automatic weapon to defend themselves.
Right.
And to deny them an automatic weapon when criminals are using automatic weapons misses the whole point of the Second Amendment, misses the whole point of self-defense. If I bring a howitzer to your house to shoot you, and all you have is a BB gun, good luck. You're not going to be able to defend yourself.
Well, and
if I bring a howitzer to your house, and you know, and you have a howitzer in your house.
Yeah, of course, Jonathan. You know, the right to self-defense. You know, is it an absolute right? I mean, what is a right if it's not absolute? I mean, it's yours. And, you know, to limit the way you do it, again, these are the things people, and I think even on the conservative side, some people are like, they're getting beaten back by every school shooting, which begs the question as to why this is happening again with all of the warning signs that were given in this case that somebody wanted to happen. That's just a question. I'm not answering it. But there are other forms of shots.
They aren't thinking because, you know, it's just like the school, no gun zone. I mean, if you're going to commit an act of mass genocide at a school, you would go to a school that was in a no-gun zone because you'd be more confident that nobody had a gun. Well, if you take the same position with regard to these automatic weapons, if you know where you can take an AK set, what are they, AK-15 or AR-15, and modify it with one of these bump stock things to make it so that it has more rapid fire. Well, if you have kids out there with AK-47s in the black market who are using those weapons as part of drug deals and so on, killing innocent people, well, people have to have something that, of comparable power to defend themselves. And that's true, you know, that's a truism.
I don't want to wait for the incompetence of government to defend me in such cases. And this is what, you know, that many are arguing, that, well, no, it's the government's role to protect you. And if they're the only ones that can have these kind of guns, then, of course, they will be used against you because there are many criminals in government, too.
Well, the supposition that police power will always be used justly has been destroyed repeatedly in our history and the history of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the Second Amendment as well.
Yeah,
it is part of the Second Amendment, the ideological origins of the Second Amendment, to allow people to use their weapons to defend their liberties.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true whether it's from foreign invasion or that's true whether it's from a tyrannical local government or a national government. If the government violates the very laws that it requires the people to adhere to, then the people are authorized by their fundamental rights to use force to defend themselves against the arbitrary and illegal use of force against them.
Yeah. This is where
how many times have police broken into the wrong home, right,
by accident?
And have accosted people and thrown them on the ground, broken bones, and, you know, and destroyed
even
property.
Normally kill, yeah, exactly. I want to ask you about the power of government in this way, too, because there is the forceful shooting that takes place every day with so-called mandatory vaccine compliance, right? In California now, they've even eliminated religious exemption to these things. Or in the semi-private sector, where, like, these hospitals are forcing nurses and doctors to get flu shots, even though they can see the science on the wall that those things don't work. And, you know, how do you defend against that, where whether it be government mandate or employer mandates that violate your right to life in that case? Because it is a potentially deadly weapon. As we know, vaccines can kill you.
Well, it's a case of, you know, the Constitution is active against state power, not private power. Private power, it largely can be exercised without interference from the state because you're free to contract. You know, you can contract and say everybody who's going to be hired in my company has to be vaccinated. When the government does that, when the government says no nurse may work in a government hospital, no person may be employed by this government unless they're vaccinated, unless their rights are deprived, that's another matter entirely. Because when the government deprives people of their freedom from an intrusion into their own bodies, and there is no substantial justification for it, that is, there's no compelling state interest to support it, we can even suspend the writ of habeas corpus in the midst of an internal insurrection within the active theater of war. So there are circumstances where even our precious rights can be truncated in the midst of a national emergency under the Constitution. But when it comes to day-to-day existence and you say to a person, you must be vaccinated, when there's no imminent threat that they're contagious or that they're likely to become a vehicle for the transmission of disease, you're just operating on a supposition, then you're really creating an unconstitutional condition on their right to employment in the government. It's no different to me than discriminating against someone based on their race. Here you're discriminating against someone based on their religious scruples or their own sense of personal autonomy. You're denying them. You're distinguishing them as a group of people who will be discriminated against. They'll be ostracized and excluded from government. Their kids will be excluded from public schools. This is no way to deal with it. Not only that, it's a grossly disproportionate means of handling this problem. The means are not narrowly tailored to serve the ends, in other words. And what happens I mean, you can readily see how this could be done differently. For example, if there is a cold or flu epidemic in an area, you could, one, have the kids who are not vaccinated wear face masks, put gloves on, use hand sanitizers, be separated from the other kids into another classroom, or be homeschooled and use electronic technology to bring this classroom to their homes. You don't have to have a draconian system that punishes the kids, the innocent kids, because you want to stand up for this principle that there needs to be 100% vaccination, which is never accomplished anyway, and it's ridiculous to assume it, because look, how many people enter the school every day who are not vaccinated? You've got all of the people delivering food products, delivering paper products, taking away the trash, coming into contact with the school, one vendor or another.
Even the teachers are not up to date. You know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's absurd because it's totally absurd. Because the number of instances of people coming into the school are not vaccinated vastly exceeds the small minority of kids in the schools typically that are not vaccinated.
All right, Jonathan, I'm going to challenge you in our final segment coming up, and it relates to the anti-commandeering doctrine as it relates to federalism, the 10th Amendment, and cannabis versus the immigration issue, one being constitutional, one being unconstitutional. I mean, this is a tough one, and it's going to be a challenge to get in 5 minutes, but I'm going to try with our good friend Jonathan Ebor, the FDA Dragon Slayer, next.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing.
IDStronghold.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
We got a whole other hour of broadcast healing of the physical body. Next hour with Super Dino will be back on board with us tonight. Right now with Jonathan E. Morton, we're wrapping it up. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud, and YouTube, and of course our home in broadcast radio syndication, GCN, GCN Live, robertscottbell.com. Now, Jonathan, question of 10th Amendment, anti-commandeering doctrine, as it relates to the states nullifying federal prohibition of cannabis versus the non-participation in helping the federal authorities in regards to immigration law, which I perceive to be a federal authority that is constitutional. I don't know how to say it any better than that, but maybe you can explain the difference in those two scenarios.
Okay. In the case of the immigration situation, it is the federal government's unique power to control the border regions where individuals can enter into the United States. To enter into the United States, it is a federal power to determine who may enter, and it is a federal power to police that border, and it is a federal power to allow us to defend that border. That is a power of the United States. When it comes to the issue of sanctuary cities are a violation of the federal power exercised to ensure that those who are here illegally are arrested and prosecuted. Sanctuary cities allow those who are violating federal law to receive sanctuary, and in that sense, they're obstructing justice. They're blocking the lawful and rightful execution of the power under the Constitution of the federal government to police the borders of the United States. When it comes to marijuana, we're talking about a health and safety issue. That is a local issue. That's an issue within the states. Unless the drug is transported in interstate commerce, it is an intrastate issue for which the federal government has no rightful extension of power. There's no constitutional basis except in interstate commerce to act against anything that is wholly interstate. And from the beginnings of the Republic forward, policing health and safety issues and policing issues have been those recognized as beyond the power of the federal government within the scope of the local government and the state governments. So there's a substantial difference here. One is a power that's vested in the Constitution for the federal government to exercise in protecting the United States. The other one is a wholly intrastate issue, whether a state will declare one thing or another to violate its criminal laws. Mm-hmm. And it only becomes an issue for the federal government when the Interstate Commerce Clause is invoked, when a substance legal in one state, illegal in another, is transported from the state where it is legal to the state where it is illegal.
But this is, you know, the concept of anti-commandeering doctrine is about the state doesn't have to help the feds when it, you know, when it exceeds its constitutional authority. There's no funding. I don't know exactly all the nuances of that, but it's an interesting, and it's unique, I think, to our form of government in America, in federalism. It's not something that the people that listen to us around the world have that concept of. How is it that the states can do that if the feds say you can't, right?
Well, we have a dual federalist system. It's been largely eroded by really accepting unconstitutional extensions of federal power. But under our dual federalist system, the states have their own governance, their own operation, and they must be republics. But other than that, they're allowed to function wholly within their sphere of influence as separate and autonomous to the extent that there is no express constitutional grant of power to the federal government to the contrary. Those express constitutional grants of power are very few, far and few between, few and far between, but, and so most power under the system of dual federalism over issues of policing and health and safety are exclusively those of the states. Mm-hmm. And only in instances where there is interstate activity is there a role of the federal government to affect those issues, but not the internal operations of the state and what it deems legal and illegal.
Beautifully said, Jonathan. Thank you. And I'm just awaiting the time when the states figure out that they can kick the FDA out of their states as well. That would be awesome. Weaken that power because they've abused their power. If they had it constitutionally, I'm not sure. But Jonathan E. Mort is there to beat them back whenever he can. So, Jonathan, my friend, great, great show. So great to have you on live this evening once again.
Yes, sir. Feelings mutual, Robert.
All right, everybody, check it out. Emord, EMORD.com, fighting for a constitutionally limited government as he's beating them back within the legal system and more right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got a lot more healing to go, so you're going to have to stay tuned until after the news break. But the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy just to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.